I still use BC and AD in my writings. I still do
you
it.
You don't use BCE?
I don't use BCE.
Hmm.
All right, let's see it.
So BCE, as you know, stands for Before Common Era, and CE stands for Common Era. So this is de-religiousifying AD and BC.
So BCE and CE are not attempts to de-religiousify anything. They originate in Christian writings beginning in the 17th century in Latin. I think Johannes Kepler in 1615 or thereabouts was the first to use it in Latin, and it would move into English by the beginning of the 18th century. Almost exclusively being used by Christian writers, including in very religious texts. In the 19th century, it was Jewish writers who would begin to use it in a more widespread way, not in an effort to de-religiousify BC and AD, but in an effort to de-Christianize BC and AD, because AD means Anno Domini, the year of the Lord, and it comes from the longer original phrase, Anno Domini Nostri Jesu Christi, which means the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so they felt that using AD was calling Jesus Lord, and they didn't want to do that. And then following that widespread usage among Jewish writers, it became a more non-Christian, secular way to refer to the reckoning of time.
Yet, of course, they reference the same calendar.
Right.
Okay. Well, who invented the calendar we all currently use in modern society? It's called the Gregorian calendar. It was invented by the Catholic Church, by Jesuit priests in the 1580s, assigned by Pope Gregory to fix the problems in the calendar. This was hard-earned, and the whole world uses this calendar. It is the most accurate calendar ever devised. And so now you have a stable calendar for tens of thousands of years. I gotta give props to the Jesuit priests.
So AD was created in the 6th century CE by a Christian named Dionysius Exiguus, who was tired of referring to the eras of the martyrs of Diocletian. It would first become widespread in the 9th century CE and would be used by all the nations of Western Europe by the 15th century CE, but the nations of Eastern Europe would not adopt this reckoning over and against a Byzantine calendar until between the 18th and the 20th centuries. BC was first used by the Venerable Bede in the 8th century CE in Latin, and it would not become widespread until starting in the 17th century CE. None of this has anything whatsoever to do with the creation of the Gregorian calendar. It is completely independent of that and originates in the Julian calendar. And so using AD and BC is not giving props to, or in any way, shape, or form, honoring the creation of the Gregorian calendar or the people who created the Gregorian calendar.
I'm not going to say, no, I'm taking the Christianity out of this reference, because they figured out the calendar that we all use. So I'm not, just because some atheists are telling me to rid God out of everything in the universe, I'm not doing that.
And that's great, and I sincerely hope that there are not people out there telling you you are required to use BCE and CE. But a couple of things. Maybe reconsider your rationalization for this convention in light of a more accurate history. And if it is as simple as wanting to honor Christianity more generally for producing the context that led to the development of the Gregorian calendar, I think there are other ways. And there are also a lot of people out there for whom BCE and CE doesn't really have anything to do with doing what the atheists tell them. It has more to do with the fact that they come from communities that were told at the end of a sword or the end of a gun that they were required to honor Christianity in this and in many other ways. And doing things like replacing BC and AD with BCE and CE is one way, however slight, however symbolic, of decolonizing their experience and of trying to shed some of the generational trauma of that cultural imperialism. And so it is a much bigger deal for some people than it might be for you.